story was told about a lady who was in Los Angeles. She went into an ice cream parlor, ordered her an ice cream cone, and was sitting there on the stool when lo and behold, who should come and sit down on a stool beside her but the very heartthrob of her life, Paul Newman. Yep, she was just like you. She was kind of woo. She didn't want to make a complete idiot of herself, so she just tried to be as normal as she could be and continue to carry on the transaction with getting her ice cream cone. She didn't know what to say to him. And so she handed the lady the money and received her change and put it in her purse and walked out into the street, realizing when she got in the street that she did not have her ice cream cone. So she went back inside and asked the lady if she could please get her cone, and the lady said, "I gave you a cone," and Paul Newman said, "Lady, you put it in your purse." Sometimes there are those things that just startle us. I'm very excited about this Sunday because this is the Canticle of Mary. And as we have shared with this in our worship team and have looked at this Sunday and this passage of Scripture and the themes that are prevalent throughout this particular Sunday and also through the Advent season, we think about those that are a crucial part of this miraculous story. And Elizabeth and Mary are two individuals that we think of during this season. Elizabeth, who was expecting a child, and it was John the Baptist. And Mary, when she received the news of her pending birth, she was so excited that they say that the journey that she made took her through desert places where there were thieves, that she traversed a rough, barren places, and she went from 3,000 feet above sea level to 1,500 feet below sea level in this journey that she made to tell Elizabeth what had happened. Whenever I come to this time in the Advent season, I'm reminded of those times when we were expecting a child in our home. I remember those times of anticipation. And I guess today the question would be that if you were told that you are pregnant this morning, how would you feel? The excuses that you would begin to bring to mind: I'm too old, I'm too young, I don't have a husband. Those are the things maybe that Elizabeth and Mary were thinking. God does not come to us always at the time that is most comfortable for us. The Scripture says, in the fullness of time, a virgin conceived and brought forth a child. As we think about our journey of faith and those opportunities that come our way during the year to respond to God's wooing, to respond to how God would be leading us. Story was told about a person who went out to the meter and sure enough, the time had ran out. The red was flashing. I remember as a young boy standing in Greenville beside my mom, and the meter maid was coming down the street in this little motor car. It was a motorcycle in those days, three-wheel motorcycle. And mother was frantically reaching in her pocketbook, and a gentleman beside my mother says, "Do you need a penny?" "Yes, thank you." And she shoved it into the meter. Story was told about an incident similar to that, about the meter maid as she came by and wrote a note. "I came to your car. The time had expired, but in the spirit of the season, have a Merry Christmas." And she put the note under the windshield. It's a season that causes us to do good deeds. I heard that same transaction as it took place in the hallway the other day as we were giving out food to individuals, and someone said, "In the spirit of the season, receive this bag of food." In the spirit of love and in the spirit of giving, in the spirit of caring. I would also mention, as we think upon these two ladies, that there was another individual who does not merit being overlooked. And it was Joseph. Joseph, who took on the responsibility of raising a child, not his own, and to provide for him. A young Sunday school teacher was talking to her class one Sunday, and she said, "I want you to write a note to God." Says, "I want you to write how you feel." And so a little boy wrote and said, "Dear God, the church is so beautiful, and the candles are lit and the wreaths are hung, and it is such a beautiful place. I wish you could have been here." And so, as we think about this season of the year, this third Sunday of Advent, the proclamation that we proclaim as people of faith, can we say that God is here? Emmanuel, that God is with us? Or will we just say it's so much pomp and so much circumstance? And so many beautiful poinsettias and so many beautiful candles. It's truly a beautiful place. Wish God was here. Lady said that she went outside of the church to the side of the Nativity. Christmas joy had leaked out of her soul, and she was hoping to be able to find some Christmas joy, only to find that a street lady was there walking around and cursing and crying and cursing and crying. And she said, "Well, obviously this is not the place for me." So she came back the next night, only to discover that someone had stolen the baby Jesus again, she was rather distressed, and her Christmas joy was not restored until she walked around the edge of the church, and there sat that same street lady with the blanket that she had, and she had taken the baby Jesus and she had wrapped it in her dirty blanket and was singing to it, "Silent Night, Holy Night." And she said, "As I stood there and listened to her sing, watched the tears roll down her face, I felt my Christmas joy restored." God comes to us in many wondrous ways. At the times, sometimes when we are not the most prepared. And we might say, "I'm too young." We might say, "I'm too old. I'm not of the right gender." There are all types of excuses. I wonder if there were other young maidens that the angel Gabriel came to and said to them, "You are highly favored." And they said, "Not me. Not me." But Mary said, "You have dealt bountifully with your handmaid. I am most blessed of all women. The rest of the world should call me blessed." And indeed we do. But the true joy of Christmas, as we continue to journey from this Sunday to the next, to the next, to the next, is to carry this message of the babe of Bethlehem, of humble beginnings, to redeem lost humanity. This was Mary's song. Amen.